Chubby Pullen is the athlete of the year for the 2013 Victorian Sports Awards. It was held at the MCG last night.
Well done.
It makes an impact everywhere he goes, does Alex Chubby Pullen. And he's been great with us here on Triple M's Hot Breakfast. And good to see you again, Chubby.
Yeah, great to be in this morning.
Welcome back,
boys.
Buddy.
Talk us through what happened in Sochi. You're the flag bearer for our Winter Olympic team and your event. It's such a brutal sport. We're just saying then, I love it as a spectator because
you might see an accident.
You might see an accident. You might see some carnage, and it takes a lot of courage to get your way down that course.
Yeah, definitely. Look, we had an unreal time in Sochi, and as the team, you know, we come away, pretty happy with how we performed as a whole. Our event, yeah, look, it is tough. It's tough to have one event every 4 years and expect to be able to come out and produce your best when you're up against so many variables. But I love that challenge.
Was it a goat track? Because there was some complaints by some competitors at certain stages about the state of the course.
Yeah, look, I think the course was unreal, actually. Great setup. The real unfortunate thing is we were unlucky with the weather. You know, the whole Olympics had really good weather. We copped the worst of it. Some of the worst conditions I've ever ridden in and competed in. But, you know, that's how it goes. You've got to accept that and, get stuck into it either way.
Got to the quarterfinals. Cam Bolton, from a local boy here in Melbourne, got through the semis, got cleaned up. Twice, I reckon, by the same
bloody
bloke.
Italians.
Yeah, what's going on? I don't know. It's almost a cliche. At the end of you all hug each other and high five, and it looks like you're all part of the same family. I'd have waited for the Italian with a stick at the end. I would have hit him with my skate.
I had his back.
I would have hit him with my snowboard right across the head twice because he broke his wrist in the end, Brock. Yeah?
Yeah, and he went up and did another run straight after. Really impressive performance. Look, you know, it's like any racing sport. You don't sign up for it not knowing what it's about. You know, those racing incidents, they do happen. And I think, you know, my way of looking at it is if you accept that it's always your mistake, you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, that was your fault. Shouldn't have been there if someone hits you. It's tough at the time. You know, it does feel like bad luck, but it's the only way to move forward and learn from that mistake and to get better, hopefully, for the next round.
Yeah, Chumpy, from afar, and I'm not connected to the Winter Olympic teams at all other than, you know, I was there in Vancouver as a commentator. But I look and see yourself and Tora Bright coming through and making some good money now on the world circuit. And you're out there and you're winning all the events. You won the Victorian Sports Star of the Year and all that sort of stuff. But there seemed to have been the green eye of envy got involved in the Australian ski team. And the parents were sticking their head in. There were some horrible things said to you in the build-up to your event. It was almost to the stage of being unpatriotic to stand on the mark of life. What's his name? The bloke Brockhoff?
The biscuit man.
I was appalled by it. I mean, I don't care if he could be 100% right, but there's a time and place for everything. Were you hearing and reacting to all that stuff when it was happening, that teammates were potting you? In fact, the father of a teammate said he hoped you would fail.
Yeah, look, you know, it's when I'm over there, I'm focused on the track, 100%. You know, that's my job, that's my event. And I started this sport to get across the line in first as many times possible, and that's still my goal.
Who wouldn't want to be Chumpy Pullen?
Oh,
spends their life travelling around the world, snowboarding.
And then he goes surfing.
Good-looking rooster. He's got it all happening.
Were you aware of that going into the event?
Yeah, sure. You know, I had to be aware. I mean, it comes up in the media, you get asked the questions. You know, and it was sad to have that little bit of negative vibe there, but to be honest, there's so much more positive that comes from the Olympics as
a
whole
event.
Did you see
him? Did you run into him?
Who?
Afterwards.
The father?
Father.
No.
You're looking for him?
Because he's here right now.
Welcome Mr. Brockhoff to the studio.
What about that though? I
mean, Hang on, guys. Sorry for a second.
Last question. I'm not going to dominate the whole thing on the negative that was there, but I was astounded, and I think this has been swept under the carpet. There should be, you know, the AAC have got to look into this, because if it affected your performance, and even if it didn't affect your performance, it affected your experience even, then somebody deserves to get their nose pulled and pulled hard.
Yeah, look, you know, I could feel about it that way. But for me, you know, I control what I can control. And I'm in it for the sport. I love it for what I do. I'm so happy that the future is really bright for snowboarding here in Australia. We've got so many good talents. You'd be, you know, really pleased to know that there's so many young kids coming through, and I'm really looking forward to getting around to all the resorts this season and working with those kids. That's what it's about for me. You can always focus on negatives in life, but it leads to nowhere.
Chumpy, we need to get that grab and play that to people, because it's just what a cool cat. You could be better, and you could say, you know what, I'm going to go and square up with Mr. Brockhoff. As you said, it'll do that.
He wins on every level.
He does, absolutely.
He wins on every level. Yeah, do you want to come to a party on phone for Shane Warne?
Yeah.
Bang! Chumpy's in. Great stuff.
Stakes have gone up now.
I'll call you with the details a little later once that's going on.
Unbelievable. We'd like to have Chumpy alongside you at any stage, wouldn't you?
So. What's the next period of time for you, Chumpy? What are you going overseas or what's
Happening? Look, enjoying some time at home on the ground at the moment before we kick off the southern winter. I'm really looking forward to hopefully getting some good stuff away for basically all the juniors involved in border cross here in Australia this season, all around the local resorts. Just provide a bit more access to the sport. You know, I think that's all we need. That's all you need. You just got to let kids get out there and race. And there's a really good community. Have a bit of involvement with that and then kick off the next World Tour in November.
If you're a kid out there who saw Chumpy pulling in action, and there were plenty of them, and they want to get into ski cross or board cross, what do they do? How do they get involved?
Look, we've got some really good opportunities this season, always with the Suzuki National Champs up at Hotham. That's a local one for the Victorians. And, you know, I'm sort of working right now towards getting a small series set up at each of the resorts around Australia. And, you know, nothing's confirmed at this point, but that's what I want to get underway.
You travel the world, you chase the snow. I need to ask, have you ever tamed Mount Donabuang?
I think you mentioned that one last time.
I still need to know.
On the bucket list, remember?
Get in there.
It's one of those things. I've got a bit of downtime. Maybe we should go tackle it together.
Let's do it, man.
Yeah,
I'll be in a bathtub. A bit
of surfing action?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, loving some time. You know, like when we travel around the world, you're on planes, you're driving. I just want to get home and go camping, you know? I miss camping. That's the great thing about Australia.
I've had enough of Chumpy. He's starting to really shit me, Chumpy. He's got that beautiful girlfriend out there.
Brock Off was right. He's got too good for too long.
What are you doing?
He's the athlete of the year from a Victorian sports point of view. He's one of the best blokes you'll ever meet, Chumpy Pullen. Great to see you again.
Thanks so much, guys. Great
17
to catch
minutes
up.
To 8. Triple M's Hot Breakfast.